Well, before we let you go, my friend, and we really appreciate knowing how busy your schedule is, give us your picks for this weekend.
Well, you're a day early on the Swami, so I'm still, you know, I still got my witch's brew going here, Nick. I got them all right last week, at least with the, I tried all four road teams, so they didn't all win, but they all kept it close or won, if you know what I mean. So right now, and I've got to do a little more work on the NFC game, I'm leaning towards Chicago, although we haven't even talked about the Saints story and how wonderful, and by the way, they're an offensively wonderful team to watch with a quarterback that's great and who played in the Big Ten, so this isn't news to him, you know, this type of weather, Drew Brees. Right now, I'm leaning towards an Urlacher game like that, and if that's the case, then the Bears come out on top 4, 5, 6, but I got another 24 hours yet till the Swami, you know, really feels the magic carpet. Now, I picked New England from the start of the season, Nick, to play Philly in the Super Bowl, so there's that pick. I mean, they're alive. I can't say, well, they're going to get to the Super Bowl, but they're going to lose. I mean, so New England, do they have a chance to make the run and win 4 in 6 years like the famous Pittsburgh Steelers? It's incredible. Yes, they do.
And it's possible.
It is, but at the same point, don't you think at some point Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy are going to win one of these? And it's not for lack of trying, but my pick was New England in September, so there I am with that. So now we're looking for the fridge 20 years later in a Super Bowl rematch. At least that's what I'm thinking a day before the official Swamp.